We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for February 7, 2012 to order. First thing, the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. At this time, we can remove approval of the minutes from the agenda. And that is all.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several items. The first is a letter from Open Arms Food Ministry thanking the council for the grant that was given to them. The second's from Diamond State Swoop, and this is from Dwayne Calloway, thanking for the donation that was made. Also, on behalf of the Airport Committee, we have a letter from Jeffrey Reed, thanking the council for the effort in expediting the design and construction of a new aircraft tie-down area. The next is Millsboro Fire Company, thanking the council for their support in 2011. Christian Storehouse has a letter likewise thanking us for for your donations. And then we have a letter from State Senator George H. Bunting to the members of the council. Dear friends, years ago I worked with the late Representative Tina Fallon on school equalization legislation to help children from less affluent school districts have the same chance to get a quality education as those in wealthier districts. We know that school districts in the southwestern corner of the Delaware are now paying the highest school property tax rates in the state per $100 of assessed valuation and are facing looming financial problems. I think there are solutions to this problem. Years ago, leaders in all three counties nearly reached an agreement to carry out a statewide reassessment, but a completely unrelated political situation derailed the plan as Kent County ultimately refused to go along. We know that Sussex County has not had a countywide reassessment since 1973. Carrying out a reassessment today would help our struggling school districts and would bring about a fairer property taxation process. A second idea is a county non-resident tax similar to those already in place in a number of other states, which would help to cover the cost of services, including police and public safety. We all want our children to have access to the best education possible. If we can find better and fairer ways to pay for it, I think we would all benefit. I spoke recently with one of the major business leaders in Eastern Sussex. He told me that he believes reassessment is the right thing to do, even though he knows he would be impacted financially. I commend you and your predecessors on County Council on your prudent fiscal policies and careful budgeting over the years. The result is a budget reserve for future needs of, as I understand it, more than $40 million. I respectfully request that Sussex County Administrator Lawson and the council leadership meet with Sussex County legislators to find a path forward on addressing these issues. With best wishes, I am George Howard Bunning, State Senator, 20th District.
And we'll all get copies of that.
I think we got it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is all the correspondence I had.
Anyone from council make correspondence?
Oh, yeah, I did. I went to something. I went to an event. I guess we were all invited, but it was put on by the American Association of University Women, and they're saying that women are still earning less than men when they do the same job. I have information here that came from that meeting, and I would like to make it available to the other council members, and just a note that I did attend. May I do that?
Certainly you may.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else from council, anything? Mr. Lawson, administrator's report.
Yes, thank you. Two items today. Item number one, Delaware Solid Waste Authority reports. There were 26,058 pounds of recycled material received at the recycled Delaware pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of November and December 2011. Attached are reports received for each month. The total amount of recyclable goods received at the West Complex site during the entire calendar year 2011 was 191,696 pounds. Second item, Sussex County bonds. Sussex County General Obligation Refunding Bonds, Series 2012, for $59,140,000, are expected to be offered on Wednesday, February 8, 2012. The Sussex County bonds will be available in $5,000 denominations. Citizens seeking more information can contact Wells Fargo Securities, Senior Book Manager, at 866-287-3221 or M&T Securities at 302-651-8644 and RBC Capital Markets at 888-848-1756. A complete description of the bonds can be found in the preliminary official statement. An official announcement of this bond offer is also running today in the News Journal and Delaware State News. Additional questions may be answered by Susie Webb, our finance director, at 855-7742. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Al Godwin, wastewater agreement with the reserve at North Bethany Phase 1.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. This morning, for your consideration, we have one wastewater agreement. This is Sussex County Project Number 81-04 for the reserve at North Bethany, formerly Watermark, a.k.a. Blue Water, Phase 1 Sanitary Sewer, Agreement Number 712-1. In this case, the developer is Mr. Joshua Mastrangelo of Chantilly, Virginia. The location is on the west side of Route 1 on the northbound lane, north of Bethany Beach. This will become part of the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 26 single-family homes. Sewer connection charges will total $122,122. We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 20 days of construction. We also expect that there will be construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $21,384.45. The proposed construction cost of this project will be $142,563. If you'd like a motion,
Question on council. You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 712-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the Reserves at North Bethany, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Reserves at North Bethany, formerly Watermark, a.k.a. Blue Water Phase 1, located in the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yes, second.
Mr. Phillips, any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Ms. Rizzo. Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District Contract 09-25.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
I have two items on my agenda this morning. The first is in reference to the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. This was actually our largest contract that we constructed in Angola. It served the community that was known as Angola by the Bay. We opened bids April 2010. The low bidder was George and Lynch. The contract amount was $9.9 million. Notice to proceed was granted July 12 of 2010. The construction was substantially complete December 17th of last year. And we have already issued notices to the residents that they can begin connecting to the sanitary sewer district. We have just a few small punch list items remaining on the contract that will be cleaned up. But based upon the work that's been complete, I have a motion that would grant substantial completion to Georgia Lynch Construction.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants in the county engineering department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective December 17, 2011 for Sussex County contract number 09-25, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to George and Lynch, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay. Second item is for the approval of a consulting engineering contract for the $4.8 million project that was approved for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility back in December. You recall that we were contacted by the Rural Utility Service, a segment of the USDA, and they offered us a grant of some $2 million in December. The caveat that the $2 million grant funds must be expended by May of this year. We had come into council and presented a project that was twofold. One form of the project would convert our existing liquid sludge process at the treatment plant to a solid sludge process, which is much easier for us to handle on a year-round basis. Also, it would provide the first step to moving to a Class A sludge, much like the process that we successfully have at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. The other branch of the project would be to extend spray irrigation to the South Hetty Lingo Field, which will bring another 90 acres of the Inland Bays plant under spray irrigation. Benefits are twofold. One of which is we have an existing farm contract where we're paid approximately $62 per acre for non-irrigated farmland. However, lands that are under spray irrigation, we get paid $122 an acre. So this will bring another 90 acres under spray irrigation. The other advantage to us is, although we don't need it for capacity at present, it does make the operation of the plant more flexible about where we can spray and when we can spray. So there's two advantages to pursuing that end of the contract. Currently, we have the ongoing work at the Inland Bays plant, which is expanding the capacity from 1.4 to 2 million gallons per day, but it's also going to a higher level of treatment that's required by the pollution control strategy around the Inland Bays. Currently, we're using Whitman Recwart to perform that work. However, we've had some indication from the County Council for some time to use local engineers. So the way that this contract is going to be set up, because of Whitman's ongoing work, they'll perform the work associated with the solids handling. However, the spray irrigation extension is going to be performed by a local engineer, Davis Bowen and Friedel. Mm-hmm. And what we've also done, because there are many reports that have to be prepared to satisfy RD for the use of the funds, a lot of that work is going to be jointly performed by Davis Bowen Friedel and by Whitman. They're going to work together as a team. So I have one consulting contract that we would execute with, which would allow both firms to work together. The proposed amount of that contract is $506,676, and that would allow us to put either 7 or 8 contracts out on the street, because in some cases we have to purchase equipment ahead of time. For example, we can't get the solids handling work done by May of this year. However, we can design and construct the building that's going to house the solids when the work's going to be done. We can go out and put a contract on the street to buy the belt presses that actually dry out the sludge, kind of set them aside so when the actual solids handling contractor reaches that point of construction, he can just go acquire the piece of equipment where we have it stored and bring it on site. However, we will have paid for it prior to the May deadline. So we're having to do a lot of mixing and matching to meet that deadline to extend expend the $2 million in grant funds. It's sort of a complicated setup. We have to hit the ground running basically this week to meet the deadline that's been put in front of us by RD. We've been meeting with RD over the last couple weeks. They're on board with this project and this process. So if there aren't any questions, I have a motion that
any
I can
any questions
make.
From council? Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir. Mike?
Yes.
How about the irrigation system? We already have down there been set up. The one that's half moon on off in the road on the left hand side going.
That's correct.
Is that complete?
The irrigation system is up and complete. However, the contractor, Whiting Turner, is still working on the site. Their contract term actually ended September 15th, so they've run over. They are just now starting up the treatment plant process.
So they have to operate that for about 30 days. I have a progress meeting tomorrow. So hopefully they'll be able to start that process, and within 30 days we'll have it up and running, and shortly thereafter we ought to be able to bring those spray rigs online and make use
now,
of them.
Now you're talking about advancing the irrigation system, spray irrigation.
Yes.
Have we ordered the other two irrigations yet? Have we even started?
The ones that go onto the 90 acres?
The one that goes out to the left of the road, goes back to the corner of the main highway down towards the tower?
Yes, those are the ones I'm talking about today. We haven't ordered them. They tell me there's about a three-week lead time.
You say we have not ordered them?
We have not.
Why haven't we ordered them? Why are we so far behind on this?
Because we have to size the hydraulics of the pipelines to go out to the field, and that's the work that Davis, Bowen, and Friedel is going to do.
Well, we already know we're going to do that. I don't understand why we've got to go through all this rigmarole.
Well, I don't have the funds until I execute a contract or bring a contract to county council. I don't have the right to spend money on engineers.
Well, you're going to do it anyway. It's obvious we're going to do that.
That's right.
We need it. The government says we have to keep from pummeling and all these other problems. I don't understand why we're putting this off. It should have been in with the contract from the original.
Is there any way we could expedite that? Because
that's what we're doing. If you approve this today, we're expediting it, and the plan is to have it up and running by May of this year.
Will the guy sell us the irrigation? Can he handle that by May?
They tell me there is a 2 to 3 week lead time from the time they get a purchase order to provide the materials. We can bring it on site and start erecting.
So we can get the pipe out there to it? So we can get it.
I need a contractor to put it together too, and that's part of the process. Not just buying the spray rig, but then the rig has to be assembled on site.
Strange how long we've known this and we haven't got it done yet. That's what gets me. We've known this for 2 years.
Right, but I didn't have the funds.
The funds were there if you'd asked us.
Okay.
Do you know who will be the irrigation contractor?
No, we have to bid that out.
Okay.
That's what Davis, Bowen, Friedel will be putting together the plans and specs to bid it out.
Encourage Davis to make that a priority.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're ready to hit the ground running.
That should have been done 2 years ago. We're way behind.
I support Mr. Wilson in this effort because it will provide a lot of opportunity for us to move this project forward. We need to get that up as soon as possible. What are those six or seven separate items? You mentioned a conveyor, maybe a building.
We'll buy one of the things that will go into our existing lagoons. We need floating mixers, so we'll buy floating mixers and aerators. We want to buy the belt filter press that will dry out the sludge material. There's a polymer system that injects a chemical into the sludge that helps dry it out, and just the sludge pumps themselves that will be able to pump the liquid sludge to the belt press. Those are all items that we can buy ahead of time. Also, we have miscellaneous equipment, we'll need a backhoe, for example, to move the dry sludge around. That'll be a piece of equipment that we can buy under this grant. We also need to buy a trailer.
We're going to buy the backhoe?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. We also need to buy a trailer that can be pulled by one of our vehicles, much like you would to distribute chicken manure on the fields. It's like a paddle device that rather than use an agitator like we have now to inject the sludge under the ground, it'll be a dry material that can be spread above the ground. We need to buy that. We can design and construct a cake storage building. This will basically be a structure that you can store in the material, much like a manure shed. But in this case, because we have to pick it up with a backhoe and move it around, we're reluctant to use a pole building. We think a metal frame building will go better. Also, Justin Mitchell, who is the maintenance supervisor at the site, he's asked for a pole shed 60 by 60 for equipment storage that we can bid out as part of this process. And then also, as I mentioned, the irrigation system. We believe we can design it, bid it, and construct it, and have that up and running by May to meet the grant fund schedule.
In terms of a budget process, It was discussed to put the whole amount, whole project, which is $4 million, into the budget 3 years ago when we decided. Right. At that time, it was not known that we had the $2 million extra in grant money, which really pushes this project along, because then it's only $2 million to us. So when I closed another bond in Long Neck, and they said, you know, you have $2 million in grant money from the land that we purchased down in Long Neck, and it is related to the Inland Bays plant, they said, you can use that, but you've got to move quickly. So it brought this project back to light of a way that we could afford it, because we didn't think we could afford it in the rates at the original $4 million for the biosolids.
Yeah. Okay. And that'll help really the rates down, the customers pay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions from council? Motion, Mr. Rizzo?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the engineering contract at a cost not to exceed $506,676 to provide services to purchase equipment, expand irrigation, and provide solids handling at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, contingent upon approval of the funding agencies.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Colwin. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Colwin?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's move to old business. Our next public hearing is scheduled 10:45. We got 20 minutes. We'll move to old business, an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County, laying the disability benefits for Sussex County employees.
Mr. President, our HR director was going to handle these two ordinances, and she is not here at the present time. Could we move to conditional use 1913?
Sure.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I have one, excuse me, have one item of old business this morning. It's conditional use number 1913. It's the application of Jeremy W. Smith to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for yard waste and composting facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 17.01 acres, more or less, lying west of Road 347, also known as White's Neck Road, 1,850 feet south of Road 349, also known as Old Mill Road. For the benefit of the record, Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on October 27th of 2011, rendered its decision on December 8th of 2011. The council public hearing was November 15th of 2011. Sorry about the voice. I might get through this today.
You're going to need a little vinegar and honey.
We did, as I said, hold public hearings. The commission in their recommendation on December 8th of 2011, just a little history of this, and it's all based in your report. Mr. Smith stated he feels that the commission shared the same concerns about noise, smells, contamination of soils and water wells, et cetera, that the opposition put forth in the public hearing. But those concerns are to be addressed by the state Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, and the permitting process. Their reference would have been to have them acted on prior to public hearing process, but the state DENREC would not act on a permit unless the county acted on the conditional use application favorably. That the site could be developed by right with more intense agricultural or residential uses. That the application maintains approximately 20 acres of open space and woods. That the commission can recommend that the county council impose some restrictions and ensure that reasonable buffers are installed, and that the state forestry department is supportive of composting as an agricultural and necessary use to lessen the impacts on landfills and for the environment. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1913 for Jeremy W. Smith for a yard waste and composting facility based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the land is zoned AR1 agriculture residential. This use is consistent with the agricultural purposes of this district. It also promotes the goals of the conservation element of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Two, the proposed use will not adversely affect traffic or area roadways. Three, the composting facility will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County by recycling yard waste, tree trimmings, and other materials so that there will be a reduction of materials ultimately going to the landfills. Four, this application serves as a public, semi-public use of the property. Five, the use will be limited to organic yard waste and not poultry waste or other more objectionable materials. It will also be the subject of DENREC permitting and regulations. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to an organic yard waste composting facility only. No poultry manure, sludge, or other agricultural or solid or liquid waste shall be accepted at the site. No lumber, stumps, or construction waste shall be accepted at the site. B, the use shall comply with all DENREC and Sussex Conservation District requirements and permits necessary for the organic yard waste composting facility. C, the applicant shall install a 20-foot landscaped buffer between the roadway and the common boundary between the site and lots 12 through 18 of the Squirrels Run development. The buffer area shall comply with the requirements for buffers set forth in sections 99-5 of the Sussex County Code. The buffer area shall be shown on the final site plan. D, as offered by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer along the rear of the site. E, sales, composting, and processing hours will be limited to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. Excuse me.
Mr. Lank, would you like me to finish reading these for you? And you, were you on F or G?
I tried.
F.
There shall be no composting, grinding, processing of mulch storage operations within 300 feet of any neighboring property line. The area set aside for composting, grinding, and processing shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the area set aside for any mulch storage shall be shown on the final site plan. Processed mulch shall be stored in bins as shown on the final site plan. H, delivery hours will be limited to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, with no Sunday hours. The site shall be gated at the entrance along White's Neck Road so that after-hours deliveries or dumping do not occur. I, water shall be available to control dust and for fire prevention within the site. J, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premise sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side. K, any security lighting shall not shine on neighboring roadways or properties. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining since he was not present for the public hearing.
Any questions of Mr. Lank from council? Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a yard waste and composting facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 17.011 acres more or less. Together with the conditions that were read into the record and that were contained in your packet on old business and enumerated on page 7 as A through L as the conditions.
Entertain a motion from council. Okay, we don't have
I'll move that we approve conditional use 1913.
No, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve conditional use 1913 with the recommendations from planning and zoning.
Yes, sir.
Of A through L. Okay. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
This is an application that I looked at very carefully and listened very carefully at the hearing. And I can understand this. This land is already zoned for farming or residential, and it's actually, this use would not be consistent with the agricultural purposes in the district, and that's why they're asking for a conditional use. And the conditional use provides a hearing for the public, and the public responded, and we had a lot of opposition. You know, it's in conflict with the existing uses of all around it. Five entire communities are, this is in conflict with their uses. And I think that if we approve this, we're now telling those people who live here that they have no say in how their neighborhood's going to change. The commission's report talked about that they shared concerns about noise and smells and contamination of soils and water and wells that the opposition put forth in the public hearing, and that those concerns will be addressed by DENREC. But if we approve this, we're opening that door. And that's another answer to our constituents, that we are allowing this. We heard petitions. We had petitions, letters, emails, 161 signatures, 33 letters, and a fax, and emails, and so substantial opposition. The commission talked about the conservation element, that it promotes the goals of the conservation element. And that may be true, but it's in the wrong location. We did approve one for Blue Hen composting facility further out in the county. And that company does process poultry manure and food waste. So if we would approve this with a condition that they do not do that, I'm just making a note that this county does not pay people to go out and observe businesses. It's complaint-driven. People would have to know if they're actually processing those materials. And so that puts the people in a defensive position. The use will adversely affect traffic on area roadways. We had testimony that the people living there already have problems accessing Route 26. This would definitely intensify the use with heavy vehicles, and there is a retail sales included, which is even more more of a use as far as traffic's concerned. And finally, Planning and Zoning Commissioner Smith questioned if the access road to the site could be relocated, since it's not part of the boundary described in the ordinance for the application. Mr. Robertson stated that the ordinance for the application defines the location of the access and that the applicant's proposal to relocate the access is not a part of the legal description, and that the commission cannot impose conditions on an area outside the boundaries of the legal description. My vote is no.
Ms. Phillips.
I was not here for the actual public hearing, but I did listen to it as provided by the county to me. And I appreciate what Ms. Deaver said about the public opposition, but we have to look at the law, the comp plan. We have to understand, I think, a little more deeply as to what could be done on this site. It does conform to our comp plan, and to a large extent, once it's running, it's going to benefit the citizens. I agree that with DelDOT that it's not going to create an adverse traffic issue. I think the fact that it is restricted against things like poultry waste is appropriate. I do think that if they did try to sneak some poultry and manure in there, it would be very obvious very quickly, and the county would be notified. as difficult as it is for some of the folks that objected, I think I will vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I could attempt to answer part of Jones, Councilman Deaver's thoughts. And here's the way I see this. I see there's a chicken house already there. I see it's already agriculture. I see it's already heavy trucks coming in. I see all those things are already being done. I've had people say the chicken manure is polluting. I've heard, and actually people that eat the chickens is probably polluting just as much as the chicken manure. But it's a lot of silly arguments and a lot of, I think. And I think this man who owns 60 acres, not going to put nothing but a few twigs and leaves. How in the world we call that pollution, I don't understand it. So I'm going to vote with planning and zoning. I vote yes.
I certainly had some of the same concerns I think Mrs. Deaver had. But reading through, I would also say that I think planning and zoning did a lot of effort looking at this. We all realize that with the state of Delaware now, they don't want anything taken to dumps as far as the yard waste and that kind of thing. We've got to find somewhere to take those things. Hopefully not dump them along the county road somewhere, which that does certainly occur on occasions. I think with the idea that they have, in fact, I think put reasonable buffers by the road on the property lines. The hours are only 9 to 6 through the week and 9 to noon on Saturday is a good thing. The fact that there will be no poultry manure, no sludge, or the agriculture solid liquid waste, no lumber, stumps, construction waste. It's pretty much just for organic yard material. Having said that, I will vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. President, could the record show that Mr. Cole was not here? He had recused himself and was not here for the vote.
Certainly. If you would make that note, Robin, that Councilman Cole will excuse himself from this vote. Yes, there she is. Ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County Disability Benefits for Sussex County Employees. Ma'am, if you'd step forward, please. Mrs. Brewington.
Morning.
Good morning.
Today we're here to talk about the amendments of Chapter 26 and 29, the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. There was a memo in your packet that outlined when we had first introduced on December 13th the two draft ordinances. We actually held a public hearing on January the 31st. To discuss those, and the Personnel Board recommended both amendments as is.
Okay. And that's why we held it open for Personnel Board to review as is required by our code.
Yes.
They've done that, recommended approval of both of them. Any questions of council?
Yeah.
Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. I would just like to point out on this one, it originally on the ordinance itself had indicated that it was deleting a section. It was just inserting in that section, and then it's printed in its entirety.
Okay.
And it's an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees is the first one.
Entertain a motion.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
To amend that
motion,
Chapter 26.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt the ordinance as proposed. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And the second one was an ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees.
Any questions?
Part two.
We'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to adopt the orders as presented. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And Mr.
Thank
President,
you, ma'am.
If we could have the record reflect that the Personnel Board also recommended this one for approval.
Yes. The Personnel Board recommended both of these for approval.
You can go.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're about, what, 2 minutes? Mrs. Webb, let's do grant requests.
Okay.
And we'll back up to our public hearing.